As the country waited for Harvey to hit the Texas coast last Friday night, President Trump started a storm of his own. He pardoned Joe Arpaio. Sheriff Joe, as he's known, is the former Maricopa County Sheriff in Arizona. He was found guilty last month of violating an injunction preventing the profiling of Latinos. Arpaio was due to be sentenced in October. The president defended Arpaio at that press conference we mentioned earlier.
Sheriff Joe is a patriot. Sheriff Joe loves our country. Sheriff Joe protected our borders.
Trump continued.
I stand by my pardon of Sheriff Joe, and I think the people of Arizona who really know him best would agree with me.
Petra Falcone is with Promise Arizona, an immigrants' rights group in Phoenix. Petra, tell us about your reaction when you heard the news that Arpaio was being granted a presidential pardon.
We were here in the office. We had just finished having a conversation, and then I got a call, and of course, I just shrieked because, quite frankly, I still in my gut felt, okay, this cannot happen. A president cannot pardon a criminal like Joe Arpaio and not do some other things that I think are just as important, such as working on immigration reform. He calls undocumented people criminals, and yet he has done nothing to fix that broken immigration system. And at first thought, again, it was just a lot of anger because, quite frankly, we've worked a lot. We've worked a lot in the streets. We've registered a lot of people. We worked the Adios Arpaio campaign in 2012. We registered over 34,000 people that summer. We got them out to vote. There was a whole other group of organizations demanding that the courts investigate and put Joe Arpaio on trial. And, of course, he was found guilty illegally profiling individuals that he thought were undocumented people of color, and we ousted him in the court of law. That history is not going to change just by the pardon that the president has made. History will reflect poorly and badly that the president acted immorally.
The mayor of Phoenix, Greg Stanton, he tweeted that Arpaio is someone who illegally targeted and terrorized Latino families. That's pretty strong language. How accurate is it?
It's very accurate because he did. There was over 100, I think 170 individuals that he targeted and were not undocumented people, but just were people of color. He lost in the courts. He was found guilty of racially profiling, and the court ordered him to stop those actions, and he did not. And that's why he is no longer sheriff. That is why he was going to be sentenced on October 5th, and that is what we think is perhaps now not going to happen because of the pardon. But absolutely accurate. The mayor's tweet was absolutely accurate.
Looking ahead, there's speculation President Trump could end the DACA program. That's the government deal giving hundreds of thousands of young people work permits, undocumented young people work permits, and preventing them from being deported. What's at stake for these people if Trump does indeed decide to halt DACA?
What's at stake is that over 800,000 young people known as Dreamers, DACA recipients, with families, that they will go back to living a life of fear. They receive the DACA benefit to be able to go to school, to have a job, to have a driver's license, to fear not being deported. Many of them come from mixed status families, meaning that their parents are probably still undocumented. They will all be living in fear again. This is an opportunity for the president to really be a president and uphold the values of family. And I hope the rumors are wrong. I hope he's not going to do that. But we are going to continue to build political power in our communities, getting people registered to vote, getting them out to vote, having young people in the community run for public office that represent the values of the communities they're from.
Petra Falcone is an immigrants' rights activist from Phoenix, Arizona. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.